Good morning. And welcome back. This is your host, LaDonna, and welcome to another show of Cardinals Redbird Row, presented by 27 Outs Radio and Strictly Prohibited Radio. Yes, I played the song. If anybody is a Cardinals fan, that is when the Budweiser Clydesdales make their way around Busch Stadium. They do it every year at the opening, and I am so excited. So last week, I was talking, and I basically said to you all that how well does the team need to be on the road. And I guess they heard my show, or they felt my vibe, or they were excited because I had the show back, because this team has not been the team that we have seen majority of this year. Last week when I spoke, I stated I think we were only 2 games behind. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We are in first place. Thank you for the Cubs losing last night. It's great to be in first place. It took us a while. We haven't been here in a couple years. Last year we had a run at it, but we were not in first place. We needed this, of course. You know, as a fan, we needed this. Can we keep the momentum up? I think we can. 6 straight games, 9 out of 10 last 9 out of 10 games swept the Pirates. Last night we played Houston, and I just want to say this real quick because I am outside of St. Louis. If you don't know, I am in Dallas and MLB TV. I got a little bone to pick with you at this current moment. I am not in Houston. I am in Dallas. I should be able to watch the games in Dallas that does not involve the Rangers. I can understand if you're blocking me out and a blackout because of the Rangers. But I do not understand a blackout and I can't watch the games because of Houston Astros, 4 hours away. We need to get it together, MLB TV. We got to get it together. But that didn't stop me because I found it on Reddit. Yes, I am dedicated. I found the stream for me and my mother so we can watch this game. This weekend is going to be a reunion for the 2004 Cardinals. I was kind of excited. Because you saw a couple of, you know, I saw a couple of my favorites so far. Obviously we're not going to see Albert. We probably not going to see Yadi just because of, you know, he's injured. But he was involved in that team. He was a rookie. You know, that was his rookie year. He didn't get to play because of, well, that guy was still there. Okay. I don't want to say, like, that guy. Like, I don't like him. Mike Matheny was still our catcher at the time. I do like Mike Matheny as a catcher. I did like him as a coach. It just wasn't, his time was done. I don't want to throw him under the bus and say I just hated the guy. I was not out there signing petitions like I know some people wanting him to go. But I did love him as a catcher. But on that team was Albert Pujols, Tony Womack, Edgar Renteria, Scotty Rowland, Ray Langford, Jimmy Edmonds, Reggie Sanders, and then Mulberry, So Taguchi. Larry Walker was on that team. Matty Moe, Chris Carpenter. That's when he got hurt. Jason Isenhauser. That team was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't think we could probably get a better team out of that, from that, just at all, until that one. Of course, Tony La Russa was our manager. We lost that World Series. We got swept by Boston. That's probably one of the reasons why I do not like Boston. But that was, I didn't think we were going to get swept at all. We looked great. We looked great as a team the whole year in 2004. But they are, like I said, they are reliving it this weekend in St. Louis. So if you watch the games or you haven't paid attention to the Cardinals games, and then you're wondering why all these old players are showing up, that is why. Let's go on to the current team right now with some updates. As of the 25th, Carpenter has been, he is supposed to make his debut in Memphis last night. Not in Memphis, I'm sorry, in Springfield, Missouri. He should be coming back soon. I heard that Yadi is probably won't be back until probably in the lineup until mid-August. I'm also hearing mid-August for Ozuna because he still has swelling in his hands. And then Jed Jerko probably will be out until sometime in September. And then, of course, we have Brett Cecil that we probably have all forgotten about because I have forgotten about him too because our pitching has looked so great without him. And we probably looked great without him if we didn't look great without him because he hasn't really done much. But he has been transferred again to another 60-day injured list due to his left-hand carpal tunnel syndrome. And he won't be back until the beginning of August, but I don't even see that happening. Why mess up a rotation when the rotation is looking good? I don't see the point of bringing him in at all. We did designate Shreve this week as well. Excuse me, he was part of that trade for Luke Voit. New York got a good deal. We did not get a good deal. A lot of people say that we should have kept Luke Voit. Nope. For one, we wouldn't have got Goldie. And if we did get Goldie and we kept Voit, where was he going to play? Because of this, we weren't going to. His original position was actually a catcher. So we wouldn't have been able to keep him as like people thought we would. So that wouldn't have happened. I'm very happy that he is getting that chance in New York with the Yankees. Not even in our division. We don't have to worry about him unless we play them in the World Series. But our pitching right now, as of right now, our ERA is a 3.89. That is sixth in the MLB ranking. Our WHIP is a 1.17. That is first place, ladies and gentlemen. Our strikeouts in the inning per 9 innings, 10.05. That's in second place. Our OPP average is a 0.213, and we're in first place. And the saves with 33, we are at third place. This pitching has actually been one of my problems. Me at the beginning, I was so worried, and I know there was other fans so worried because we were used to last year. I was just talking about this with some friends, how our starters would have the game basically sealed, dealed. All they had to do was just, our closers, middle relief, they just had to get people out, and they wouldn't get people out, and we lost a whole bunch of games because of our bullpen. And I'm glad, finally glad to see that some of that is gone away. I actually feel okay. I don't want to say great yet, because great would be, this win streak would be continuing. But I finally feel okay to see Berbiglia and Gant and, all these other players that are on the team. Right now, Michael Wacha, even though he's coming out of the bullpen, I'm still kind of iffy about him, but he is doing a better job. I'm not going to say anything too bad. I just want to see more. I don't know if he'll be with us much longer after this, but Helsley is looking was looking good. Like I said, Berbiglia is looking good. Mike Myers, I just saw something on him not too long ago. I think he has been activated, but I want to double check and see what is going on with Mike Myers, because I just saw something and I just ran across his name. Because of I'm curious on what is going on. In the last 7 days, well, yeah, he has been pitching, but I just haven't really seen him. But his ERA right now is a 6.10. That's probably why it's not rememberable. He has his 8 strikeouts. I just need him to get better too. You remember the good people, like the good moments, and then of course you remember the really, 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 really horrible moments, and that was like Cecil. Alex Reyes, I did hear about him that he is throwing in Florida. He is not nowhere near to be ready. Let's not rush the kid. Let's just call it a season with him too, and see him next year. Maybe we can trade him. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be mean, but how much longer can we keep him around right now? There's really not much I can really say, but let's just kind of let him go. We spent a lot of time on him. We spent a lot of money in rehab and everything else with him, and I just don't think he's going to be able to stay healthy enough. Maybe a new team will help him and he'll do better, and I will always support him because I feel there's several Cardinals players that I do still support that are with the team, no longer with the team, and he's going to be one of them if he does move on. Right now, our current leaders in batting average is Colton Wong. Paul Goldschmidt is leading in home runs and in hits. Marcell Ozuna, who is still hurt, is still leading in RBIs, and the OBP on base percentage is led by Dexter Flower. I told y'all last week about Dex. I was like, y'all were talking so bad about Dex last year. And I was like, he's going to get better. He's going to get better. And then this beginning of the season kind of started off slow. And I was like, just watch. Just watch. Just keep paying attention to him. He's going to get better. He is going to get better. Right now, his batting average is a 2.47. He has 11 home runs, he has 36 RBIs. 37 walks. This, his strikeout number is still kind of high, but hey, he's getting on the base better. He's getting, everything. Goldsmith is the same way. His strikeout number is like ridiculous. He has like 112 strikeouts, but he still has 23 home runs and 56 RBIs. He is the next one behind Marcell, and he might pass at this rate. If he keeps hitting like he is hitting, he is going to pass up Marcell right now until Marcell comes back. And I think he'll be, I think it's going to take him a few days to get him involved, but I think he'll definitely be good when he comes back. This week, I would like to say happy birthday to Jose Martinez. He turned 31 this week. And speaking of Jose Martinez, Jose, he has had one heck of a week this week. Besides, you know, he's out here just looking good offensively. He looked good last night. Last night's game, he's been looking good so far. Majority of this week, he's had RBI. One RBI on the 25th. He's had an RBI on the 23rd. He's had an RBI on the 20th. Three RBIs on the 19th. And one RBI on the 17th. His stats so far right now is 38 altogether RBIs. And his batting average is a 2.76. And I think he has 11. No, I'm sorry. 10 home runs. I was about to say 11, but that's Dexter Flower, actually. Jose has 10. But besides him looking great offensively, let's talk about Jose and that great, great defensive throw from the other night against Pittsburgh. It was amazing. Actually, it was Monday night. I am so sorry. It was Monday night that he made that great play, and I just couldn't believe it, because when we think of Jose, we don't think of this real great defensive player. No offense to you, Jose, but it's the truth. We love you. We love you to death. But you're not the greatest on defense. You're a little slow, but you're doing it. You're filling the role that I have been handed. I know they said they worked with you hard. I know Vince Coleman said he worked with you. Not Vince Coleman. I'm sorry. Can you tell it's early? Can you tell it's early? Now I just had a freeze. Willie McGee. Thank you. Willie McGee has been helping you on your defensive plays. And I'm like, you can really start seeing it. That throw to home plate, getting him out, and they challenged it, and they called the correct play. I couldn't believe it. I felt like every bad thought I ever had of you that involved you on a defensive level, I took it back. Not saying you might not mess up here and there, but I took all of that back. I took it back. I am sorry, Jose, that I said anything bad. I am sorry that I meant any harm. I apologize. I apologize, because like I said, that play saved that game. We won right now because of that game. Because of that play, we won, and it's been like, oh my God, it's. I'm still happy about it, right as we speak. That's why I'm so tongue-tied this morning. I can't even speak because I am so happy, and I am replaying the play in my head. St. Louis is going crazy. St. Louis Cardinals Twitter is like absolutely nuts right now, which I'm loving it. Time to fly. If you're not on Twitter and you just kind of want to look up things, just Google hashtag time to fly, and you'll find everything about the Cardinals. Everything will pop up. But last night's game was the fifth straight game that Goldie hit a home run. Like, I listened to part of his interview after the game, and he stated that he was not trying to really hit the home run so much. He was just trying to get the ball in play and pray for the best, because at that moment was when Houston was up 3-2 because of they, because of our bullpen, and I really don't blame the bullpen on this at all. I do not. We're going to talk about this umpire in a second. Because, but Andrew Miller walked this guy in, and I really don't think it was all Andrew Miller, because both sides of the plate were yelling at the umpire behind the plate. His strike zone was so weird and so just. There was several on both sides. I'm not going to just say it was, you know, he was calling just bad calls just for us, but it was both sides that I was like, seriously, this is a strike. I know Jose said something. I know Mike Schilt said something. There was a couple of players from Houston that said something to that umpire. Like I said, his baseball, I mean, his square wasn't really so much a square. His strike zone was more like a, I don't even know, it felt like a triangle more than anything. Like I said, it was horrible. I just, like I said, but anyways, again, if you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter, because I was just talking about Twitter. So you can find me at SportsDiva82. I am on Twitter. My name on there is I Love Sports Mimi. You can find me on Twitter. I'm always around some type of way. If you want to find me on Instagram, you can find me at, my name is SportsDiva_LD. You can also find Strictly Prohibited Network, and you can find 27 Outs Baseball on both. What is going to happen next? Right now, I'm loving that Matt Carpenter is in Springfield and doing great, but I kind of don't want him to come back. This is why. Because right now, we're finally getting something together. And it involves two young players. One's really young, Tommy Edman, that I spoke about last week. He is still showing that he is not ready to leave at this present moment. And then O'Neill. I know they'll probably, they'll probably send back Ragnar Ravelo. If I'm torturing his name, I am so sorry. But they'll probably send him back whenever he's ready. Whenever Carpenter is ready. And like I said, I hope it's not, kind of like my favorite right now, which is Tommy Edman. I just don't want him. I understand we're paying him too much to be on the bench. But Tommy, batting average is 2.55 with four home runs, 14 RBIs. And like I said, he hasn't been here that long. That's out of 102 bats. I like it. Four stolen bases. He's made some great defensive plays. I don't know if I really want, Matt Carpenter kind of messing up that mojo. Sometimes, I feel, I don't think he will mind it, and yeah, he might be sad, but right now I really don't think he fits at this present moment. He's only batting right now at 2.15. yes, he has 10 home runs and 29 RBIs, and his OBP is a 0.321. But his late start that he normally gets is not there. For the month of July, he's at 15 at-bats, 1 run, 3 hits, no home runs, 1 RBI, 1. And his batting average is .200 for the month of July. Do you really want that back, ladies and gentlemen? I'm not for sure if I want that back in the lineup. Like I said, I know we're paying him a lot, but do we really want that back? I'm just saying, I don't know. You know, for the month of July, for Tommy Edman, he's had 11 hits, 17 hits, two home runs, 11 RBIs, and he's averaging .250. This kid is showing that he wants to stay. Please, baseball guys, just listen to me. Not just to me, to us. Because there's other fans that feel like me. I read some in one group, he bet his wife that, not his wife, like he's betting his wife that Matt Carpenter isn't back in the lineup. Like, so if they're back in the lineup, what happens? Because you just bet the group your wife. And I'm serious. Like, everybody's like, I hope you're not like really betting your wife. He's like, oh, he was serious. That's the kind of comments we're seeing about Matt Carpenter at this present moment. Not saying we don't love you, Matt Carpenter, because we do. I have a box of your cereal upstairs, thanks to my great aunt and great uncle that I love so much. But right now, let's stick to what we have going right now. Let's stick to the boys. Let's stick to DeJong that's finally starting to show up. Like I said, Paul Goldsmith is finally starting to show up. Last week I spoke about pitching. Pitching, you know, was our, on the road was our downfall. And I think they heard me. Just due to the fact that we looked better on this road game against, you know, Cincinnati, we lost one, but we won the rest. And then, like I said, we were just swept Pittsburgh, 4-game series. You know, what could we ask better for right now? For right in Dakota, you scared me at the beginning of the season, but you're not looking so shabby after all. And maybe just because it might be your name, Dakota. I'm not for sure. If anybody knows me, I'm a Cardinals fan and a Cowboys fan. And you know who my quarterback is Dakota. And that name really doesn't sit well with me. So that might have been a strike against you. But I'm not gonna hold it against you. But yeah, it was just, might have been a little bit, somewhat a bit. Okay, a lot of it. But you're showing me wrong. And you're showing me that you can do this. You're showing me and the world that you are actually a better pitcher, as of lately, with a 10-4 record as we speak, with the ERA of 3.61, a WHIP of a 1.50, in the month of July, you had 22 pitches, 22 innings pitched, 21 hits, 11 runs, 11 earned runs, 12 bats, 19 strikeouts, and 12 net bats, 12 walks, WHIP of a 1.48, and an ERA of a 4.43. The ERA, of course, is something what we need to work on, but you're on the right direction, kid. 10-4, but the only pitching problem I actually have right now is Carlos. Yes, he has 10 saves for the season so far. Okay, we're on a roll. We're getting there. But Carlos, stop giving us headaches and cardiac moments and tears of fear because you decide to put somebody on in the last inning. Or you might put two people's on. You're my mom's favorite, Carlos. And you're killing me. You're killing me. The month of July, your ERA is a 6.23. The last 7 days, your ERA is a 7.36. And you're killing me. Let's lower those numbers. Stop trying to kill us or kill your moment. Right now, you are looking good in that spot. Let's not ruin it. Let's not ruin it at all. I hope we keep the momentum up. We still have to play Houston in Houston. In St. Louis. I'm thinking in Houston because I just yelled at them about we cannot play. I cannot watch them. I'm still feeling some type of way because of that. We play them till Sunday. And then we have Monday off. And then we play Chicago. We play them a 3-game series. And then we play the Oakland A's for a 2-game series. And then we play at the Oakland. I'm sorry, we play at Oakland and we play at Los Angeles. This schedule is not fairly easy. It's, you know, I don't think we're going to go perfect through the whole thing, but if we do, yay. But right now, we just got to keep on playing how we're playing, keep the momentum up. We don't really need so much all the home runs, which they're great and they're fun, and I like the, you know, all the celebrations from the home runs, but we need some hits too, and that's what has been bringing back basic baseball, finding holes, beating the shift. Everything that they teach you when you're a young kid is finally starting to show up in our play in these last few weeks. Next week, again, I will be back on at 11 a.m. Eastern Time every Saturday morning. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. If I'm not here, it's probably because, like I said, the cardiac cards did something. Carlos tried to kill me in the 9th inning, like he's doing everybody else. But other than that, I'm not going anywhere. But hats off before I go. Hats off to Wieters. Wieters has actually been looking great these past few weeks. It's really hard, especially to try to fill in not just anybody, you know, backup catcher shoes. You're filling in for Yadi. Like right now for the month of July, he has had 4 home runs, 6 RBIs, and he's batting a 2.56, 11 hits. He's been looking amazing. I have to apologize to you, Matt, because I really wanted Francisco Pena. Somebody's like, you really want him? I watched Francisco last year when Yadi went down and he did so well. And when I saw you come up, I was like, man, I really don't think he's going to beat, you know, Francisco out. I think Francisco's going to do this. And then here you are. And I'm not even mad at you. Not even mad at you. Like I said, you're showing up and you're showing up at the right time. And we need that. Even if it doesn't mean you don't have to be like consistent, but you are showing up when we need you. And that's all we ask for our players. Again, you can find me on Twitter, SportsDiva, LD. You can find me, SportsDivaLD, _LD is my Instagram. SportsDiva82 is my Twitter. LaDonna Samani, come find me. Come check us out. Come check me out. I have groups, Strictly Prohibited Network. That is the group name. That is, of course, it's attached to the network that I help run. Please come check out their show. They'll be back on Tuesday, next Tuesday, Red Cup Rants. They'll be back on at 8 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. And then on 27 Outs, we have Put It in the Books, Jays from the Couch. They're on Thursdays. And then Being Frank, he's going to be back on. He's back on as well. So check everybody out. Like us, love us. Tell everybody how good we're doing. And I will talk to everybody next week. And go Cardinals!